Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Let's take a look at that portion of scripture there. After the parting of the Jordan, this was the second miracle that was wrought by Elisha. Let's look at a little history here to see. You know, Jericho, if you studied the city, there was a time where God was against the building of it. Now, Jericho, let me give you just a little history. Jericho was built in disobedience to a command of God. It was built in defiance to God's threatening, and it was built at the expense of the lives of the builder's children. They built it, but God said it, and they went on and built it anyway, and it cost them their children. Yet, it was built, and God's prophets and people weren't forbidden to dwell in it. In other words, the walls of Jericho were built on iniquity. Now, I just want to touch this right here because there's a lot of principle in this portion of scripture. But this has to do, Jericho has to do with the wealth of the sinner being laid up or provided, providing a place for the just, because God didn't forbid his people to live there. Because we see in this portion of scripture, there was a school of prophets there at Jericho. Okay? But now, because it was built upon a curse, the men of the city, which were the prophets, they said, the place is pleasant, but the water was no good. And because the water was no good, nothing would grow. So you see the result of that curse, what they built there against God's command, and it cost them their children. But look at God, the wealth of the wicked was laid. Now let me just give you a few verses here, because a number of things happened at Jericho. Now, we talked about how Jericho was the place of their first conquest, where they prospered, where the walls came down, angelic intervention. In Luke 19, verse 1, Jesus actually walked through Jericho. All right? In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13, we see the captain of the host that had come. They were at the wall of Jericho, and the captain of the host had come not for Joshua's agenda, but to bring Joshua into the Lord's agenda. Joshua said, are you for us or for our adversaries? He said, nay, but as captain of the host am I come. Okay, so he had another agenda. So Jericho, he had another agenda. We also see in Mark chapter 10, verse 46, blind Bartimaeus. When Jesus was walking outside of Jericho, he was there. He received his sight there outside of Jericho. He took off that coat we talked about that identified him and laid it aside, and there it was where Jesus healed him of his blindness. Okay, so keep in mind, this to some degree has to do with the wealth of the sinner being laid up. Okay? Now, Jericho, the situation, the prophet said, the situation is good, is pleasant, but the water and the soil are unfruitful. Now, some writers, some commentaries, they say it was only the place where the prophets were that wasn't producing, you know, good water or good soil. They were the men of the city. But now, what I want you to take a quick look at Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18 and 19. I want to release more prophetic dimension, more prophetic frequency. Right? Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, in this new era, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Okay, I want you to take hold of that right now as a prophetic word. God says, remember not the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. In this new era, I'm going to do a new thing. Now, Elisha said, bring me salt in a new cruise. In other words, there had to be the element of something new. Amen. In other words, God's going to rework and change around some of the way that people have done church. Stay with me now. God's going to reorganize and rework some things so that the church is not just a box, but that, amen, the church is got his hands and feet in the world. Amen. So keep that in mind. He said, behold, I do a new thing. He's going to do a new thing. Now, in verse 20 of 2 Kings chapter 2, Elisha said, bring me salt in a new cruise. Now, think about it a moment. What is a little cruise of salt going to do you pouring it into a river? I remember we did this in Belize. I don't know if pastors in it, but we did this in Belize. We were ministering. It was outside of Belize City, way out in the country, and the people told us that lived there that the water was not good. And God put in my heart one night while we were there, said, do as Elisha did, take salt, put it in, you know, just didn't have to be a whole lot of salt. It could have been table salt. It wasn't the salt. It was the act of faith. Amen. Amen. That triggers the waters being healed. But we actually did that in Belize. Now, if it stayed fresh or clean forever, I don't know. But I believe it has. Amen. Amen. Because God is a God of his word. Faith had to be employed and obedience had to be tried. Amen. If you want the miraculous, if you want the new things to happen, then there's got to be faith that's employed. Amen. You got to exercise your faith, and then there's an act of obedience. Doing what God said. You don't have to understand the principle there, how this salt going to change something. No, it's not the salt that's going to change it. It's God that changes it. Amen. You hear people say prayer changes things, but prayer doesn't change things. God changes things. Amen. Through our prayer. Amen. If you want to get technical. Amen. So water, the water, streams, and the ground were healed. When God, it's like when God heals somebody's soul, when he saves somebody or a land, there is no more death or barrenness. In other words, he took out of that land death and barrenness. In other words, he broke the curse in that land. The curse upon which those walls were built and that city was established when the man of God came. Come on, when the man of God came and the prophets came to him and said, listen, the place is pleasant, but the water is bad and nothing grows here. And he wrought an act of faith and he broke the curse. Amen. See, whenever Psalm 67 says, let all the people praise thee, O Lord. See, you don't even have to have, you know, the salt in the shaker, in the cruise. The Bible says, let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. When all the people praise thee, the earth shall yield its increase. In other words, even if the earth is barren, hadn't been yielding nothing, I dare you to go out there and dance on that property. Amen. Dance on that plot. Amen. Pray over that garden. Speak to that garden. Praise God over that garden. I dare you. Amen. When all the people praise thee, the earth shall yield her increase. Amen. That tells somebody, that's my salt. My praise is a weapon. Now, salt is symbolic of a number of things. Salt is a symbol of enduring. Salt symbolizes purity. Salt also symbolizes covenant, the covenant of salt. So when he did that, he brought or established a covenant. How many know God is a covenant God? Amen. And he gave the prophet instruction just to establish covenant. Covenant changes everything. I wish somebody would get that. The only relationship God is going to work through is covenant relationship. God ain't working through some part-time stuff. God ain't working through, you got two lovers. No, God ain't working through that. God gonna work through covenant. Amen. Covenant. Somebody say covenant. The first covenant God established was the covenant of marriage. You don't walk out because she can't cook. Or he ain't making enough money for you. Child, I want me a new car. He can't afford it. No, it's why it's covenant. Hear me. Covenant. See, people are scared of covenant today because, you know, the internet is poison. You know, there's so much poison in the earth today. So many options. Look at sports. They go where the money is. It didn't used to be that way. People had loyalty. They're making good money. They had loyalty. They had commitment. Almost you could say covenant. But see, today God is going to work through covenant. Amen. I knew it was going to get real quiet, and I'm going to say amen to myself. Amen. God is only going to work through covenant. In other words, that it's not part-time. Help me, Holy Ghost. You wouldn't want God being part-time with you, would you? Well, I might save you. I might rescue you this time. I don't know. Now, you want the covenant God. You want him to be a very present help in the time of your trouble. See, what people don't understand because of the false paradigm, the bond servant of the Lord becomes his free man. You ain't really free till you give it all to him. Oh, I feel like dancing up here, even though y'all look sad and ready to go to sleep. I said, you ain't really free until you give it all to him. Then you come into a dimension of freedom. Then you come into a place of real freedom, real joy, real happiness, real grace. Amen. But as long as you're holding on to stuff and hiding stuff, you always, the devil gonna always know when to press your buttons and traumatize you. Salt was used for purification and protection in old times. Salt was a preservative. Salt, you and I are called the salt of the earth. Amen. If the earth is gonna be preserved, you and I have to remain salty. Salt was used for medicinal purposes, culinary purposes, preservatives, and even covenantal. Salt heals, it seasons, it preserves, it sacrifices. I'm sorry, sacrifices were rubbed with salt for the sake of flavor and preservation.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.